Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This is Beata, your host, and of course you are listening to the absolutely marvelous voice of Whitney Houston singing The Greatest Love of All. I chose that song today because we're talking about a topic that needs lots of love for healing. And that is diabetes, we're uncovering today the spiritual root. And as I did the research on this topic, it just occurred to me over and over again that those who are suffering with this disease are truly lacking in loving themselves. So welcome again to this show. My co-host Kara is off for the day. She is celebrating what she joyfully calls her Earth Day, the day she was birthed into the Earth's atmosphere, her soul taking on a new vessel. So we hope Kara has been enjoying her day. I'm sure she has, resting and enjoying family. And as usual, I want to give a disclaimer that I am not intending to diagnose, treat, or cure any dis-ease. We are primarily here for educational purposes only. It is up to you, the listener, to receive what we believe, or what I believe today, is truth coming from the kingdom of Yahuwah Most High, our Creator, and to act on this knowledge, because as it said, knowledge is powerful, or lack of knowledge is the root, is the cause for many ills. And so without the knowledge, we can't make choices, we can't make decisions that can change our disease or our sicknesses. So today we're going to uproot the causes of what is commonly called diabetes. And it is estimated in this country that some, or in the world actually, some 300 million people have diabetes. And if that's not a pandemic or an epidemic, then what is? We have all these epidemics like diabetes and cancer and heart disease. And this, the rate of these diseases is increasing with all the medical technology and information we have on the internet. Why are so many people suffering from these diseases? Well, we want to get into a little bit of that today. It's only a half hour show, and we have just that amount of time to share with you the knowledge that I have been blessed to receive. My job as a master herbalist, as a health coach, as a wellness consultant, is to keep informed from various sources on what is the latest technology, what's the latest information, the latest statistics, and most of all, what are the emotional roots to all these diseases that people are suffering. So in case any of you out there are not sure what diabetes is, one definition that I want to share with you is that diabetes is a disease, and I say disease because it's temporary. It is very temporary. Some conventional medicine doctors will tell you that it cannot be cured. You have to be on this insulin for the rest of your life. You have to be on pharmaceuticals for the rest of your life. But there are several doctors who are proving that statement wrong. One who I'll mention and talk about later is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and I share his blog frequently on our Facebook page, so I'll give you a little bit more information about him later. But just to getting back to what is diabetes, this is a disease when the pancreas, this pancreas is the major organ that is responsible for producing enough insulin to control enzyme, to produce enzymes and help digest proteins in our body. But the pancreas fails in the case of diabetes when fails to produce enough insulin, which leads to not enough insulin to cope with all the incoming glucose and sugar that a person eats. So mainly the pancreas is responsible for producing enzymes, for breaking down fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. So right away you might get the idea from the pancreas role is a production part of the house. I like to talk about this body as a house because it truly is the house of Yahuwah, our creator. We have divine hands built this human body, and it is his house that was made for a purpose and for love. So our inability to digest what comes in this house, what is coming in the house, is what the pancreas is struggling with. The pancreas in a person with diabetes says, I am not able to digest this incoming information. The information is about your feelings, problems with digesting what you're feeling. So are you resisting being nourished out there? We look at diabetes as a lot of times as related to sugar and the food we eat. But I want to take you to another level today about your feelings, getting in touch with what are you not able to digest in terms of what you're feeling. Are you resisting being nourished? Because sugar is accumulating in the blood instead of being transformed into energy. So that's a process that involves receiving information, the pancreas receiving information, your cells, all those trillions of cells receiving all lots of information, and somehow the person struggling with this is not processing the information that they're seeing and hearing and feeling in their environment. So one other source that gives us some insight into the spiritual aspect of diabetes is called German New Medicine. Now, we introduced our listeners in the first few shows we had to German New Medicine, and I continually go back to German New Medicine because it gives you the biological root of what's going on in your disease management, your sicknesses. And German New Medicine teaches that diabetes is a resistance conflict. Resistance and defense against someone or something. And what it's saying about your biological computer, this body, the biological meaning is that increasing your glucose supply, since the resistance causes a tonic muscle tension requiring more blood. So the result is you have increased glucose levels, decrease of insulin, and it wears out your pancreas. So you hear often about this resistance of insulin. Insulin diabetics have a resistance toward insulin. They use the word a lot about resistance. That's one major clue that this disease that man has named diabetes is about a mental resistance to something or someone in particular. And I look at my own personal journey with this and the people in my life, I don't have that disease. In fact, I would never, even if a doctor told me that I have it, I would never want to say I am a diabetic or I have diabetes. When we use those words, words are powerful. And yet I meet people all the time who love to claim that they're diabetic or I am suffering with diabetes or I have diabetes. But the better term might be I'm challenged with diabetes or I'm overcoming diabetes, because the truth is this disease has some serious side effects when it is prolonged in the body, and we'll get into that a little more. But I want to keep going with various definitions, spiritual definitions, especially about diabetes. But Louise Hay, she's another author and spiritual leader and counselor who says in her book, Heal Your Body, that diabetes is a longing for what might have been, a great need to control or deep sorrow or no sweetness left in life. I read that over and over again, that diabetes has to do with the sweetness of life, that we cannot connect or the person cannot connect to the sweetness in life. And so in some ways, internally, their cells are depressed because they are very sorrowful about the environment they find themselves in or the circumstance or the relationships they find themselves in. Talking about deep sorrow, I witnessed a young child developed diabetes after she witnessed the death of her father. This young child was sitting in the back seat of a car while her alcoholic father was driving, and in that transportation, in that movement of the car, the father had a serious accident, and his head went through the front windshield, and this little child witnessed the whole event. And it wasn't more than, I would say, a year or two where that child was diagnosed with diabetes. And up to that point, this child was very healthy. In fact, her mother worked with me in the health food store at the time, and the child was the most healthiest, fed the best foods and given love and attention, but her father had serious problems. So I always looked at that as, in that child, that diabetes came about more for deep sorrow, which is one of the reasons children can develop diabetes at the time of a death, feeling even sometimes that they are the cause of the loss of their parent. So looking at the deep sorrow, no sweetness left, a person with diabetes has to really do some internal meditation, internal inventory, and look at what are the consequences of keeping this state of mind of having diabetes. Some of the bad news is that it is the sixth most common cause of death. It is the second leading cause of blindness. It has major degenerative effects, like 75% of people with diabetes who continue to take drugs and not change their lifestyle, they die of heart disease. They have slow hardening of the arteries. They start losing feeling in their lower extremities. There's 20% kidney failure. There's 40% Alzheimer's. And on and on and on. In other words, if you don't come out of the deep sorrow, if you don't look at life in a more positive light, if you don't start affirming the powerful person that you are and look into and research and read about all the ways that diabetes can be healed, then the future doesn't get much better. So your body is always speaking your mind, and that's the title of a book by Deb Shapiro. And she even has a spiritual message about diabetes, which says that you are unable to integrate or use sugar in food and hard for you to integrate or accept love. That's why I think that song is so important, because most of the diseases that we have in this society are really about learning to love this kingdom within us, this beautiful, wonderful kingdom within us that's so powerful to overcome any disease. And this is, the diabetes is also related to feeling either a lack of or an overabundance of sweetness in your life through the loss or loneliness that you feel in your life. And adults develop diabetes when they're feeling undernourished emotionally. So look at your emotional state if you're suffering with this diabetes. Look at the period before you were diagnosed with the diabetes. What was going on in your life? Who were you in conflict with? What kind of relationships were you in? And what types of traumas were you having or did you have? It also can be connected with obesity and a link to overeating to make up for the lack of love and your inability to even receive love. There's resentment involved, this desire to be loved but not to have to love. There, the inner sweetness that a person has passes throughout through into the urine, causing sadness or sending or a sense of loss. There are feelings of being emotionally isolated. So all these factors, all these facts about diabetes tell us that there is an emotional adjustment needed to love oneself, to care for oneself better. And that solution is all about learning to love yourself, finding the right balance of give and take, and affirming in every single moment that you are filled with joy and choosing to experience the sweetness of the moment. The word gratitude comes to mind. It's really a lesson of or an exercise of being grateful. Everything that has happened, even being grateful for your diabetes. I'm grateful for people who say sometimes that, I'm a diabetic, and they stay in that state of mind. It has helped me to grow in wisdom and understanding about those people. I probably wouldn't even be doing this show if I didn't have people in my life who I have observed with this disease who get stuck in it. I had both a mother-in-law and a father-in-law who suffered with diabetes. And those two individuals had all of the symptoms and all the emotional challenges that I just mentioned to you. They were in a loveless marriage. They were angry at each other. And unfortunately, my mother-in-law developed breast cancer after the diabetes, and she died a very painful death. My father-in-law, on the other hand, had the same disease, diabetes, and he had both legs cut off at the knee and died shortly thereafter. So when you see those things happening in your life to people you love and people who are close to you, you have to learn lessons from that and think, my goodness, how can I avoid that, and what happened, and what is going on with this pandemic or epidemic, if you want to call it. So again, it's learning to love yourself and find gratitude and understanding. People with diabetes are teachers or messengers. Just like everyone else who's suffering on the earth or even not suffering, we can look at these people as teaching us a lesson. Some love to proclaim their disease, so let them proclaim it. I don't think that's the best way to generate healing in the body, but some people, it almost seems like they're just meant to be diabetic and share their diabetes so that we, who are whole and conscious, are we conscious there? Wake up. Are we conscious? We who are conscious want to learn the lessons. And so if you or your loved ones are suffering from diabetes, there's an important lesson in that, is to look at the journey you've been on thus far and take note of what type of changes you need to make, first of all, in your emotional state, the energy and motion within you that is affecting the cells in your body. So we want to suggest some solutions at this point, because if you're ready to make the shift, you can. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who I mentioned earlier, is a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, And he considers himself an holistic physician more than just a regular medical doctor, because the things he's doing at his Tree of Life Center in Patagonia, Arizona, are far and above unusual and different from your regular conventional doctors. Dr. Cousins runs a diabetes recovery program, and I strongly suggest if you have diabetes that you watch his YouTube videos about diabetes. Very, very educational, informative, and inspiring. I believe he even has a whole couple of hours of videos that he teaches about this disease and how you can recover. And if you have the mind to go to Arizona, he has had great success in reversing diabetes on his 21-day recovery program. In fact, the statistics are like something like out of 120 people, 61% that were on non-insulin dependent were healed. And something like 24% of the insulin dependent were healed. So his program includes a vegan, live, organic diet, as well as meditation, yoga, and other spiritual teachings. So overcoming diabetes is a mind, body, spirit nourishment and attention giving. You have to do it on all three levels because there's always an emotional connection. The body has to be fed a live, organic, vegan, preferably diet. And then the cells begin to say, oh, he's learning to love himself again. Oh, let's make the change. Because the conventional medical doctors are going to tell you that there is no way you can heal from this disease. But you have doctors like Dr. Cousins and then Dr. Mercola, who is Mercola.com. Dr. Mercola teaches all the time in his emails about the type of diet and lifestyle that will help you overcome diabetes. And he says diabetes, like all chronic diseases, results from a cellular miscommunication. And here we have another example of these trillions of cells within your body, within your house, that are not communicating, and yet they are extremely intelligent. So starting with the mind, doing a major shift in thinking and feeling and starting to communicate with the body about what you eat and how you feel, that's where the change is going to come, especially making decisions about what type of food you eat. That's major, but it's not the most important thing because the presence of massive amounts of fructose in our Western diet is the driving force behind our diabetes epidemic. When you think about regular table sugar is like 50% fructose and 50% glucose, and these two things are metabolized very differently in your cells, in your body. Nearly every cell in your body is designed to use glucose for energy, especially your brain cells. So we need glucose. But fructose, which is in massive amounts in our diet, that's a whole different story. It breaks down into a variety of toxins that have a devastating effect on your health. So Dr. Mercola always recommends at least two or three steps, simple steps, that a person can do to reduce or eliminate your chances for developing diabetes or reversing it altogether if you have the mind to do that. And number one, he always recommends exercise. Exercise is always going to be helpful in getting your lymph system moving, which is going to help move out the toxins that are accumulating in the body. Number two, he always recommends eliminating grains and sugars, especially fructose. And that means avoiding breads, pasta, cereals, rice, potatoes, and especially corn, which is in fact a grain. We know that, I've seen most diabetics love their bread. We can't do without our bread. But the bread today is really not food. It's more like a chemical. I'm sorry to say that, but that's true. most breads, if you look on the label, how many ingredients do you find on a loaf of bread? It's usually in the number of something like 15 or 16 or even more. I've counted up to 20 ingredients in a loaf of bread. So it's a reminder for us to read the labels. And my idea is bread, if it has more than three ingredients, it's really not food. And so for diabetics especially, giving up grains is probably the most important shift you can do to heal your body of this lack of communication that the cells are involved in. And then number three, what Dr. Mercola recommends is optimizing your vitamin D. Now, that simply means getting more sun, at least maybe an hour of sun for darker skin people, and maybe less for lighter skin. But the more sun, the better is how I look at it. Or if you're not getting enough sun, you should supplement with vitamin D3. That is maybe the most popular supplement that most holistic doctors are talking about that can make a big difference in your health. And so let's up the vitamin D, get out in the sun, and take more vitamin D3. And then the fourth one of many things that Dr. Mercola recommends is to take probiotics. Probiotics will help balance all those bacteria that are floating around in this wonderful house. You know, you have more bacteria in your body than you do trillions of cells in general. So probiotics help to keep the good bacteria in check and the not-so-good bacteria in balance, because all bacteria have a function, though. Even with cancer, when a person goes through a trauma of some kind, like the death of a child, those cancer cells are going to start producing if that person stays in a stress mode for very long, that fight or flight syndrome. If that stays in high gear for a long time, then actually the bacteria start working and they start accumulating to bring balance to the whole system. And so that's why it's always important to use tools like emotional freedom techniques. And I want to encourage each and every one of you listening, if you're struggling with any type of disease, especially diabetes, that you go to my website at www.holistichomeandbodycare, and I have made a video that teaches you how to do emotional freedom techniques. The tapping is what it's called. And using the statement, even though I have diabetes, I deeply love and appreciate myself, as your setup statement, that is the beginning of an unusually effective way to change the pH in your body from acid to alkaline, and to help your cells start communicating properly with your pancreas, with your blood cells, and with your pancreas will give the direct communication to the other cells, to the blood cells that need to shift their pH levels. So please go to my website if you're struggling with diabetes, and I encourage you to send me a note if you would like to start a coaching session where you can I can give you the diet for your body type. Each one of us are very unique. No one diet is going to be perfect for everyone. And so it's important that you either do your research or send me a note and set up a coaching session so that we can develop a plan for you, because as Dr. Cousins has demonstrated, it takes sometimes 3 weeks just to get people changing their lifestyle and doing things differently. So please take the action today, and we'll continue with more information next week on this topic because it's so important and there's so many people who are struggling with it. But until next week, visit my website, look at that video, and start tapping. Tap, tap, tap. It's so important that we, together, you need support when you're going through something like that. It's so helpful to get the right support. So I hope this has been very helpful for you. By all means, send me a notice if I can be of more help. And until next time, be in shalom. And I'll leave you with more of Whitney Houston singing that beautiful song, Learning to Love Yourself, which is the kingdom within you. Shalom.